It was now 2 weeks since I'd returned home after the accident, and for the first time I felt good, strong, capable of doing whatever I wanted on my crutches, ready to begin living my life again. Now, my neighborhood is pleasant, charming even, but it's not exactly what you'd call cosmopolitan. The nearest place that carries out-of-town newspapers is this little coffee shop run by some aging punks about a mile and a half from my apartment. That morning, I figured a 3-mile hike on my crutches was just what I needed. I strapped an old backpack to the right crutch, loaded it with a water bottle and my vial of hydrocodone, and set off. As I reached the cafe, the birds were still chirping, the trees were still swaying gently in the breeze. In other words, my mood was still upbeat, despite a general achiness that had begun to afflict me. I ordered a cup of the cafe's strongest coffee, bought myself a New York Times, and decided it was time for more hydrocodone. 2 pills left. Well, I'd have to get more. I looked at the label. No refills. Damn. And it was Friday. The doctor might be out golfing already. I swallowed 1 pill, got change for a dollar, and called the surgeon's office. I told him how great I was doing and how I absolutely had to have more hydrocodone to continue doing as great. They said they'd leave a message for the doctor. As I drank my coffee and read the paper, the achiness disappeared, and life once again became a pleasant challenge. I put the Times in my crutch pack, as I called it, and decided to swing past the pharmacy on my way home, save myself the extra trip. What was it? 1 mile out of my way? Maybe 2. On the way to the drugstore, I loped easily on my crutches, feeling like the champion in some novelty event at a county fair. The pharmacist said the prescription had not yet been renewed. I told him to call the doctor again and that I would wait. I took the last pill with the last of my water and spent the last of my change calling Orthopedic Associates and leaving more messages. 5 hours later, when I dragged myself home with only a bottle of non-prescription ibuprofen in my pack, I felt like some refugee trundling out of Russia in the aftermath of the Napoleonic Wars. "My God, you're exothermic," said Bill, who for some reason was standing in my living room holding a tape measure and a bottle of mineral spirits. "Look at you," he said. "You're burning up. I can feel it from here. Now lie down and I'll get a cold compress."